Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Allison Morris, she is the founder and CEO of Francy Not Fancy, and we have Wine Wednesdays once a month. Allison, it is good to have you on the program. How you doing, dear?
I'm great. I've got great tunes in my head now.
You do?
Thanks to you.
There you go.
I'm imagining summer days, Motown music, some good wine. This
yep.
is great.
Going to a show at the Benedum Center. You remember all those
Hello.
Things from your
oh,
time
I do.
Here. Yep, yep. As a matter of fact, I saw Company last night at the Benedum Center, which was a show that I had never seen before. But every time you walk in that building, and I'm there probably once a month for various different shows or events, you just look around and just say, wow. I mean, it's what a jewel. What an absolute gem.
It's so beautiful, and what a great show you saw. I saw Company on Broadway recently, and it was wonderful.
Yeah, no, and every rendition is a little bit different, but that's okay, just like some red wines are different than others, right?
You know it.
Yep. Now, my question for you is, if people talk about spring reds, is there really seasonality in terms of when we should be thinking about what we want to order or maybe what we should have with a particular pairing? Is there seasonality in wine picking?
I sure think so. Look, Rick, the bottom line for me, and I say this on your show often, is you should order what you feel like when you feel like it. If you're not enjoying the wine in your glass, there's no point. But I think, much like food, when the weather starts to get a little bit warmer, when it starts to be a little sunnier out a little later, you probably want to lose the really heavy reds that you like in winter when you're maybe snuggling up by the fire and watching Penguins hockey. And now that it's bucko season, you might just want to drink something a little lighter. Now, I don't know about for you guys, but I'm based in New York, and spring hasn't exactly sprung here. It is not sip rosé by the Monongahela River weather just
mm-hmm,
yet,
mm-hmm.
But it is starting to feel like you just shouldn't be drinking things so heavy. So I kind of like to transition into just a red that's not going to weigh so heavily. Things that I like, French wines that I like, a Gamay or a Beaujolais. Both of those are the Gamay grape, which is spelled G-A-M-A-Y. And they're just wines that are a little bit fruit forward. When I say fruit forward, I don't mean sweet, but you just taste more of that, those berries, those fruity, those grapey flavors. They're light to medium bodied. They're really easy to drink. And I like to serve these wines, even maybe just a touch on the cool side, like lower 50s Fahrenheit versus higher 50s, 60s room temperature where you would normally serve a red. But you could chill them a little bit, and they're just kind of a lovely segue into summer.
How do you cool them? I mean, do you take them and put them into a refrigerator? Do you put them into an ice bath for a little bit? I mean, to make sure that you get to that point and not go too far, how do you guarantee that?
So it depends on the time that you have. If you are really in a rush and you need to get a wine a little bit colder, throw it in a wine bucket, a bucket, whatever you have, it does not matter, with water, ice, and even a splash of salt, and that will help chill your wine very quickly. Keep an eye on that because it'll chill pretty fast. You don't want to be drinking, you know, a practically frozen wine.
Right.
If you have a little more time, throw your wine in the fridge for a little while. If you're someone who has a wine fridge or a wine cellar at home, you're probably storing your wines in the 50s anyway, so just pull it right out of there and drink it. If you're really in a jam, you can throw your wine in the freezer for a few minutes, but please set an alarm. I do this with champagne all the time. It's not ideal, but it works in a jam, but set an alarm for 15 minutes. No one wants frozen or exploding wine. I have frozen bottles before. But any of those tricks will work to just bring your temperature down. And then you open it, pour it. If it's too cold, you let it warm up a little bit. If it's not cold enough, you throw it back in the fridge.
She is always willing to talk to us about all things wine, but at some point during the course of a conversation, champagne is going to come up, and it already has here today. Allison Morris joining us. She is the founder and the CEO of a company called Francy Not Fancy. And what they do is she helps people pick wines, learn about wines, educates people about them as well. So help me to understand. If people are sitting at home, they said, okay, wait a second, you kind of lost me just a little bit when you're saying lose the heavy reds, and you're talking about a little bit lighter, a little bit heavier. How would you define that for a neophyte, somebody who's not really sure what you're talking about? You're not talking about the color. You're talking about how it makes you feel?
Yes. So when we talk about the body of wines, light, medium, heavy, this is often correlated to the percentage of alcohol in wines. Stay with me here for a second. But if a wine is high in alcohol, it tends to feel a little heavier in your mouth. Wines that tend to be higher in alcohol are reds. You'll see them in that 14, 15, sometimes even 16% range. White wines tend to be a little lower, 10, 11, 12, 13. So a heavier red wine will be something that maybe has a lot of alcohol in it, has a lot of tannins in it. You feel the body on your tongue. You feel the weight of the wine. So if you're thinking, okay, I don't know, I haven't looked recently at the alcohol in the wine in my glass. Examples, a Cabernet Sauvignon, heavy wine. A Merlot, heavier wine. A Syrah, heavier wine. These are things that really, you know, think about what you typically eat or drink them with, right? You would maybe have a Cabernet with a steak.
Sure.
That's a heavier wine.
Right.
So if you're wanting to shift this time of year, maybe think about a Pinot Noir. It tends to be a little lower in alcohol, a little lighter. Another trick that helps when you're picking up a bottle, if you can see through it a little bit, if the wine is maybe a brighter red and you can see through the wine a little bit more, that tends to be a lighter wine. These dark, jammy, almost black in color wines,
mm-hmm.
for example, a Cabernet, a Syrah, a Merlot, when you look at them, are going to be heavier. So, you know, you can often just tell by looking at the bottle, oh, this is a little lighter in color. It's a little brighter. It's a little more clear. This is probably lighter. If you're not sure, look for a Pinot Noir, a Gamay, a Beaujolais. Those are some great French examples. And then if you're still not sure, check the alcohol level. If it's more like 13, 14% for a red wine, that's going to tend to typically be a little lighter than something that maybe is a 15, 16 loaded with tannins and really dark in color.
Talking about spring reds and how to pick things and how to lighten the mood just a little bit, not only with the body of the reds that you choose, but maybe just being outside and having something that you can sip as we make our way into these warmer days of springtime here in Pittsburgh. Allison, it's always great to have you on. Thanks a million.
Always a pleasure. Enjoy your wines. And I just have to say, go Buccos. I know it was a rough day today, I still have faith, Rick. I know you can do it.
You're killing me. You're killing me. And the thing is, I know that you loathe the Mets as much as I do, but still, it aches.
I was hoping you were going to get it done for us today, but I know you guys will next time. Let's go, Buccos.
All right, Allison. Everything was so great until right then. Everything was outstanding. And then you bring that back. All right, Allie Mo, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon, my friend.
Thank you. Wine Wednesdays here on KDK with Allison Morris, sommelier, and also the CEO, the founder of Francy Not Fancy. If you want to know more about her company, you can Google it. Look up the name of the company. She's got all kinds of great things on her website that give you an opportunity to learn more about these wonderful, wonderful bottles that are out there.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.